Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here it is, Dina Stern at the 40 for this 21st of August. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They've got car loans for up to 7 years with financing. For more details, you can check out pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right, it's a new little piggy for Kim Kardashian. She shared a full-length picture of herself with her sister Kylie from her latest perfume ad. And if you look at Kim's feet, looks like she's got an extra toe.
Why is this?
Oh, bad Photoshop.
Because she is the worst Photoshopper in the world.
Oh, I see. All right. When they say little piggy, you're talking toes.
Yep. Gotcha. And everybody's pointing it out. Kim hasn't commented yet, but people should just accept that she's a sloppy shopper. You know, she's a sloppy Photoshopper.
It's better than having double chins.
I guess.
You know, it's much better to have a double toe.
I wonder if she would accidentally put two heads sometime. Bad Photoshop.
People would be a little freaked.
People would want to have another one after that.
Because they would believe it, too.
Like, oh,
maybe you
now.
Do bad Photoshopping to draw attention away from something else you don't want people to notice. Like, I don't know, maybe like a bad makeup job or something.
Maybe.
Hey, they'll all be looking at this, distracted from this. Well, Heather Locklear has checked herself into a treatment facility, according to a friend. She is facing jail time if she doesn't complete this 30-day sentence. So we've heard she's very grateful for this opportunity to get herself back on the right track. So we'll have to see if this time around helps her out.
DinasDirt.com.
Looks like Hoda's coming back from maternity leave, but not just yet. She said she'll be back to the show September 3rd.
Wait, she's still on the show. They have like these features of her, on the beach and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So like, still included. It's like, I'm still working here.
Maybe she doesn't want people to forget about her, you know, but it has been weird.
How could
you
forget Hoda?
Show's called Hoda and Jenna. Neither one of them are on the show right now. So because they're both out with their babies. So it's kind of weird.
TBA and TBA. Not sure who's going to fill.
Speaking it's a great of, idea for a show.
Speaking of returns, Peeta Murgatroyd is coming back to Dancing with the Stars. She's been away for a couple of seasons, but we're glad to hear that she is coming back as well. She's won a couple times. Let's see if she can make a third time be the charm.
DinaStirt.com.
And it looks like it's divorce time for Sam Claflin and his wife, Laura Haddock. They are separating after 6 years of marriage. The Hunger Games star announced that they're doing it, you know, amicably and all that. Larry King and his wife are getting divorced, too.
Oh, my gosh.
But I don't think theirs is going to be as amicable.
Yeah.
Well, this one has been married to for 22 years.
Wow.
But from what we hear, you know, they'd filed for divorce before. They called it off. It was back on.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, really slow lawyers.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. And 22 years.
Take time. Whatever.
We're
no
hearing
rush.
That she's trying to basically, it has something to do with the inheritance the kids would be getting. She's trying to get their share of it.
Oh.
So, I don't know. We'll have to see. He's 85. You think it's time for him to be a bachelor again?
Yep.
You really do?
Yeah.
80, I don't know.
85's the new 84.
Yeah,
that's what they say.
That's what I hear.
And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
7:39 with the Kellogg Crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, now offering car loans for up to 7 years, which means great low payments every month. For all the details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
Well, this could be exciting.
Yeah?
For This Is Us star Chrissy Metz. She plays Kate on the show, and from what we hear, she might be engaged to her much younger man. She's 38, he's 25, but whatever, love is love, right? So Hal Rosenfeld, you know, there's a rumor that he proposed, and those rumors started flying after Chrissy was spotted with a rock on her hand.
Okay.
That's according to RadarOnline.com, and according to an insider, it's still the early days, but Chrissy's telling everyone he's the one because they have so much fun together, and he treats her like a princess.
Oh, that's nice. Like, hopefully that continues in their relationship.
Mm-hmm. I hope so. So, too, and I hope this is all true.
DinaStirt.com.
Now, on the flip side, though, we got some breakups here. We did tell you about teen mom Mackenzie McKee's split from her husband, Josh McKee. Well, now, teen mom 2 star Brianna DeJesus has split from her boyfriend, John Rodriguez. And this is after more than a year of dating, according to the Ashley. Now, they didn't make the announcement, but they both stopped following each other on Instagram. That kind of like says
it
right there.
Set in stone now.
Done. Forget it.
They deleted all photos of each other from their pages.
Wow.
I mean, come on. Again, says it all right there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of work.
And she posted one of those messages, you know, time to move on to big and better things. It's kind of sad because, you know, even though they lived far apart, like she lives in Florida, he lives in New York, yeah, they made it work. And she even talked about wanting to have kids with him. So
you got
to
be careful with the comments, too. Like, oh, I'm in a good place. It didn't matter that she broke up with me. If you over-explain that, people are like, yeah, you're totally not over that person.
Oh, right.
Right?
DinaStirt.com.
A Showbiz reports that shooter actor Ryan Phillippe has asked a judge to prevent his ex-wife, Reese Witherspoon, from testifying about their marriage in an assault case involving his ex-girlfriend. And Ryan wants evidence from previous police reports filed against him and information about his other past relationships to be kept out of the case. This is a sensitive one for him. Ryan's accused of assaulting his ex, who's suing him for $1 million, saying he pushed her down a flight of stairs twice when she tried to leave his house. And Ryan's take on the story is that he fell while he was trying to escort her out of the house and that she's exaggerating what happened. I don't know. It sounds like the kind of situation where the judge just might want to leave in all the other information.
Yeah.
What do they say? Pattern behavior, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope it's not true because I like him as an actor.
I know. But, you know, sometimes people do have their demons. They need to battle them.
Right.
So we'll have to see what the judge decides in this case. DinaStirt.com. This is like the year of Keanu Reeves.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
This news
isn't
is awesome.
So
John Wick 3, Always Be My Baby,
yep.
Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
A good year for him, right? Bill and Ted sequel on the way. The internet's boyfriend, and now there's more Keanu coming our way. Do you want to announce it? You can announce it.
What is it?
A new Matrix movie?
Yes.
Is that what I heard?
That is what I heard.
I love the Matrix.
Did you see two and three?
I saw parts of them.
Who cares?
The first Matrix was the best.
You don't even have to have the volume on. Just watch Keanu.
I mean, the first one's a good movie.
Who can jump in slow motion? You show me another actor that can jump in slow motion, and that'll be cool. And dodge bullets.
That's as he backbends.
I can do that.
No, you can't.
You want to give it a shot later?
Yeah.
I don't know. I might take that back.
Well, we're going to name this the Decade of Keanu in his honor. And that's your dirt.
Good call.
At 7:40. Your decade will come, Lopez. You keep waiting. Got more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Dina is here to fill your head with dirt. Well, that's gossip, as we call it around here.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, now offering car loan terms for up to 7 years. For more details, you can visit pvcu.org. So what is up, Dina?
All right. Well, Khloe Kardashian posted a picture of her daughter, True, and Kim's daughter, Chicago, with these toddlers getting their hands on some yummy snacks. Chicago with her hands in a bag of Cheeto Puffs, and True with her hands on some veggie straws.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Is the troller story coming up?
Sure is.
People picking on health.
What happened?
No, believe it or not, they're not. What? Picking on the snack choice. That is not what had people upset. You'd be surprised, right?
My guess.
Is it because they didn't wash their hands?
Nope. It's the caption. Khloe wrote, Chai, I heard my mama say vacation calories don't count. True. Don't tell me twice, Chai. So basically, setting it up. These kids are only 16 months old, and you're already getting the talk about counting calories. And
oh, come on. They're not going to remember it at 16 months.
They're not, but it's just, it kind of is an implication of how these Kardashians are, where these babies are going to be raised in that kind of environment where, chew the brownie, but spit it out. You know, that's what people are worried about.
The idea I had was stronger, though, the health angle.
Oh, well, that's
this one.
How you deflect from that, I guess.
Yeah.
There you go.
DinaStirt.com. Well, here's something we would never expect from a Duggar, but Counting On star Jill Duggar shared a book suggestion with her Instagram followers. Jill was promoting a book called A Year of Sexy Dates.
Okay.
Okay, it features 12 different bedroom games and activities for each month of the year, according to Jill.
I wonder why they have so many children in that family.
There you go. Makes sense.
Maybe her parents read the book. I don't know. And fans also not liking another book that she was promoting, which starts off with the title of The Little Black Book, and then there's more to it. People saying, remember how you were raised? And she tried to explain herself away, saying, well, this is a modern, smaller, cleaner, edited version. I don't know how edited you can get with some of these books.
Yeah.
But
you can always remember how you're raised, but also how you get paid too later on in life.
Oh, yeah.
And you can enjoy reading. Doesn't matter how you're raised. You can still enjoy a book.
I'm with Kellogg on this one.
Whether you agree with it or not.
She's getting paid for this stuff. Absolutely. Congrats to Florida Georgia Line's Tyler Hubbard. He's become a dad for the second time. His wife, Haley, gave birth to their son, Luca, on Monday. So he said she was meant for this, and it's so special to see. I guess it was meant to be. DinaStirt.com. I'm super excited about this. HBO Max going forward with a prequel to Practical Magic. You remember the film from 1990? 1998, starring Nicole Kidman.
Heard of it.
And Sandra Bullock.
I don't remember this.
Oh, I don't know how you don't know this one, Lopez. It had supporting actresses Stockard Channing and Diane Wiest as the aunts. And now, the story will take us back in time to the 1960s when the aunts were younger. And you can find out about what more to expect at EW.com. But you know me, any news that revolves around Halloween is good news.
Oh, okay.
And I love me some practical magic.
Nice.
Break out the midnight tequila.
Being a witch yourself, of course.
I'm a witchy woman. I'll admit that. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.